You're listening to EFT Radio Online, where we explore meridian tapping techniques for self-help and peak performance. By listening to this audio, you agree to the disclaimer located at eftradioonline.com/disclaimer. If you'd like to get the schedule of all the upcoming EFT radio shows and access to archive shows, please visit us at eftradioonline.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter.
Do you want to move from burned out to fired up? Welcome to Leave the Job You Hate for the Work You Love with Marty Murphy. Marty is a career coach, certified EFT practitioner, and former corporate captive who helps business professionals overcome the fears that keep them stuck in the job they hate.
Welcome. I'm your host, Marty Murphy, and as always, my hope is to bring you helpful content to assist you on your journey to taking your own big leap into the meaningful work you love. And the title of today's show is My Job Sucks, But I Can't Leave. What Can I Do? And even though the title of this whole radio show is Leave the Job You Hate for the Work You Love, when I was in corporate, there was more often than not, I didn't actually hate my job, but that was definitely something that I said to myself at 2 o'clock in the morning when I was like, my life isn't where I want it to be. And I think at times all of us can resonate with that, where there's something in our life that it's like, in this moment you hate it, but then you go back and you make the best of it. And that's really what I did. And I was really good at what I did. I had a really good reputation. I had a lot of people in the field I was in that I really enjoyed. I had long-term relationships. So all those things were good. But I knew it was not fulfilling me. And I knew that I felt like I was cutting myself short and not really allowing myself to give myself full flower. So I really wanted to start out by saying that, because when we get in that place where it's like, God, my job sucks, that is such a heart-wrenching place to be at, and it really can impact how you feel about yourself and your self-esteem, and I know that did for me. So what can you do when you're in that frame of mind, like, my job sucks, but I can't leave it? Because we do want to move into meaningful work we love, and I know that was something that I was so impassionate about, and for me, I did it in a way that made sense for me. But when you're in that place that you're like, God, this sucks, or my boss sucks, whatever part of it, or I hate it, the most important place to come from in this really is energetically, from an energetic perspective. We always want to be moving towards something we love as opposed to away from something we don't like. That's that whole expansion-contraction thing. Are you in a state of contraction or expansion? So if you're in a job and you're hating it and you're feeling it, that's constrictive. So what I did for myself was, when I had that at times, I just started working towards, I had to keep, you know, it's like the course correction on the plane. I had to keep course correcting myself. I'd be like, okay, this sucks, or I would deal with some difficult personality that I would be tapping on the phone while I was talking to them, because I was so infuriated and like, I can't believe I have to answer to this person. Whatever was going through my mind about it, that was the best thing that I knew to do for myself during that time, was just to notice my resistance and tap through it. So when I was feeling like this job sucks, that's what I attended to. And so that first step is, that's the critical step. That's doing the work, because the other thing that was happening for me is that I was getting impatient. And I'm like, God, it hasn't happened yet. And, you know, here I am stuck at this and I don't even know what to do. And then when I finally found this work and started moonlighting and slowly working my way into this, that gave me hope. I had something that was like, wow, now I know I've got this other thing that I'm moving towards. That helped tremendously. So if you don't know what you want to do, then really the thing to do right now is just work on the resistance around hating your job, thinking that it sucks. That is the work. And if you do that work, it is amazing what possibilities will open up to you. Because when you're stressed out and in a high state of stress, there's a great line a friend of mine said, his name is Blair Singer, said, when emotions get high, intelligence gets low. And that's so true. And the way I like to look at that is when our emotions get high, when our stress level gets high, our creative mind shuts down, and our ability to find something in our life that is meaning for us, to find meaning for work, even to find what we want to do, or if we know what we want to do, to find ways to go about doing that or ways to bring that into fruition in our life, it shuts down. And we're unable to see the possibilities. So the good news is that's all you have to do right now is just work on the resistance that you have towards feeling like my job sucks, my boss sucks, you know, whatever it is, I hate my job. That is the first order of business. That's step one. And you can do that daily as you notice, like when you say you're driving to work and you're like, notice the grumbling in your head, or if you're talking to a customer or a client while you're working, it's a beautiful time to tap if you're on the phone. And even if you're in front of them, if you have a desk in front of you, you can have your hands underneath the desk and tap. And that is the best thing you can do for yourself, is to do the constant daily interruptions about my job sucks, I hate my life, I hate my boss, you know, this is never going to change for me, and start noticing. And these things will naturally start to surface as well as you start to tap through this resistance, like start to notice the self-talk about it. How possible does it feel to you to truly be able to leave your job? Say you're the primary breadwinner and you're like, that's impossible. There's no way I can do that. We need my income. Tap on that. Tap on that and release the resistance around that, and then doors can open. Because what seems impossible right now seems that way because the resistance is in place and there is stress around that. And when you lower that resistance and remove the stress level, your creative mind opens up and possibilities open up to you. And I always liken it to this, like you see a car that you like, and you've never seen it before. And all of a sudden, you see it everywhere. You can't not see it. It is the same with possibility. Possibility is in front of us all the time. There is nowhere that we can go where possibility does not exist. What's in the way of the possibility is the resistance, the stress, the limiting beliefs. I can't do that. There's no way I can quit. I'm the primary breadwinner. There's no way. You know, I'm a single mom or whatever it is. You can't do that. That's the thing to tap on. That is your roadmap to possibility. And it's just remind yourself, you don't have to figure it out yourself. In fact, you can't, especially when you're in a state of stress. So instead of stressing yourself out even more with, oh God, I've got to figure out what to do here and how can I get out of that? Are you in expansion or contraction in that? And if you're in contraction, deal with that. And as you keep working through those limiting beliefs, that will again loosen the roots around that, and all of a sudden you'll start noticing possibilities. Little thoughts will pop in your head. You might see it on a billboard. You might see it on TV. You might read it in a book or a magazine, or you might overhear a conversation that someone is saying, and it'll be something that you need to hear. And it's evidence that it's working. And it's evidence that, I like to say it this way, the universe always has our back. The universe is always greeting us with possibility. We are the ones that get in the way of it. And that's not said to beat yourself up about it, because I believe we're masters. I've had a PhD in beating myself up. We're masters at doing that. That's another layer to notice too. Are you beating yourself up about it? What's the self-talk? So instead of stressing yourself out and feeling like I've got to figure this all out, you can't. You can't. Not when you're stressed out. And the truth is, the universe can figure out things better for us than we could ever figure out for ourselves. And again, remember, it's a practice. It's all a practice. It's not like you're going to snap your fingers and all of a sudden now, oh, I get it. That can happen. But most of us are pretty complex individuals. And even in Law of Attraction, they talk about you can't take the jump too quickly. Law of Attraction won't even allow it, is what they say. You move yourself up that emotional scale. You move yourself in the direction towards what you want. And if nothing else, if throughout the day, if you did the check-in on yourself and said, how am I feeling today about this job that sucks? Am I telling myself I want to get out of something that I hate? Or do I want to move towards something I love? And pay attention to that. That can be an amazing barometer for you to notice, wow, I'm in this state of mind where I'm just wanting to get out of this thing and get away from it. That is a completely different energy than, wow, I'm in this state of mind. I am so inspired to move towards what I love. And I noticed that really started to help me when I was constantly checking in on that whenever I would remember to and go, okay, I want to shift that energy. And the other amazing part of this is as I discovered what I really wanted to do and then I started moonlighting at it, I literally at one point, I had like two full-time jobs. I was doing my daytime corporate job. At night, I would do sessions and work with clients, and on weekends, I would do the same thing, and then I would do marketing and different things. And it was, I was constantly busy. But the difference was, and there were a lot of things I wasn't doing, like fun stuff that I could have done, but I didn't miss it for a minute because I was so inspired about my business, and the truth is that felt fun to me. So I might get to the end of an exhausting day at my corporate day job, and I was like, oh my God, I've got three sessions tonight. But as soon as I started doing them, I was like, oh wow, it felt great. And it really changed it. So what you might find is it actually makes your day job even better because then that started to happen that I noticed, wow, this is really spilling into results I'm getting in my day job. And I noticed my attitude was better in general about that. So instead of being in fear and panic and I hate this, I've got to get out of it, it slowly started to change to, and I want to move into this thing that I love. And I really noticed that all of a sudden my business started occupying my mind more often than not. So this shift was starting to happen. I was still doing my corporate day job and putting a lot of time and energy into that. But throughout the day at different times, I would think about things, inspirations would come to me about my business. So I started to see, wow, this is really shifting. And I started to notice that I was truly moving towards something I loved instead of I got to get out of this thing I hate or this thing that's not serving me. And I didn't even hate it anymore. I had moments I did, but I was like, even then it was just like, okay, this part of this isn't great, but so what? So if nothing else, the first thing when you're like, my job sucks, I can't leave it, I'm stuck here, deal with that. That's all you have to deal with right now. You don't have to figure anything else out. What is behind the belief that I can't leave? Check into that and then tap through that. That's your roadmap to freedom. Because often it's like we've got to come up with all these goals and we've got to put this plan of action in place. And you can't do that if resistance is in the way. You can write down all the goals on the planet that you want, but if you are in a state of resistance, you will not accomplish one of those. And the truth is, to me, what I've noticed is I want to work my life through inspiration now. And if I don't feel inspired to do something, I'm not doing it. Or I wait and I work to get myself into a state of inspiration. And then I come and act from that place, tremendously different. And again, it is a practice for me. And also notice your little wins. So when you catch yourself, and then if you catch yourself beating yourself up, deal with the part, tap through the, oh, there I am being hard on myself. The bully's activated. The bully's really coming after me. Deal with that and notice that. That's your first layer to deal with. And then just notice, oh, wow, I caught myself 1,000 feet down the rabbit hole this time instead of 2,000 feet down the rabbit hole. So always do your best to make it a win, because that really puts you in a state of gratitude. And how do you expand? And how do you do that more quickly? Be grateful for what's in your life and what you have. And making everything a little win for you is its own form of gratitude that will propel you forward in remarkable ways. So I'd like to do a tapping round before I end this call. And so if you want to join in, just start in the karate chop. Even though right now I think my job sucks, and I really want to get out of this, but I feel so stuck in it, and I just can't leave right now, I choose to acknowledge that I feel this way. Even though my job sucks, I want to get out of this. But that feels impossible to me right now. And I'm scared it will never be possible. I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though I don't like my job, I dread going in there. I choose to love and accept myself no matter what. And then go to the eyebrow. My job sucks. Side of the eye, and I feel so stuck in it. Under the eye, I need the money it provides. Under the nose, how can I ever do something else? Chin point, I don't have enough time to do something else. Collarbone, my life is too busy already. Under the arm, this doesn't seem possible. Top of the head, and I'm scared it will never be possible. Eyebrow, but what if? Side of the eye, I'm trying too hard. Under the eye, what if? Under the nose, the only thing I have to do right now, chin point, is to work through my resistance. Collarbone, and work through the beliefs that this isn't possible for me. Under the arm, I can't figure it out right now. Top of the head, not when I'm stressed. Eyebrow, not when these beliefs are running the show. Side of the eye, that'll never happen for me. Under the eye, that feels a little better. Under the nose, it takes a little bit of the pressure off. Chin point, I don't have to figure this all out right now. Collarbone, in fact, I can't. Under the arm, it's just way too soon. Top of the head, what if my only work right now? Eyebrow, is work through my resistance. Side of the eye, and just do my best. Under the eye, to pay attention daily. Under the nose, to when resistance is rearing its head. Chin point, and I want to forgive myself for that. Collarbone, and not be so hard on myself anymore. Under the arm, what if one step at a time, top of the head, one limiting belief at a time, eyebrow, I can actually change my life, side of the eye, and by getting the resistance out of the way, under the eye, the way will be shown to me, under the nose, The universe is always giving me possibility. Chin point. It's always showing me the way. Collarbone. It's always working out the how. Under the arm. There's never a moment that's not true. Top of the head. My work now, eyebrow, is not to figure this all out. Side of the eye. It's to deal with my resistance. Under the eye. The limiting beliefs. Under the nose, that are driving me. Chin point. And as I deal with those, collarbone, and lower my resistance, under the arm, possibilities open up for me. Top of the head. And I can expand into meaningful work I love. Eyebrow, there is always a way. Side of the eye, when I get out of my own way, under the eye, and the way I do that, under the nose, is deal with my resistance. Chin point, and the rest will come. Collarbone, as if by magic, under the arm, and it will come with grace and ease. Top of the head, and I can let go of the struggle. Eyebrow. I've been stuck in the struggle, side of the eye, for so long, under the eye, and that's my work, under the nose, is just release the struggle, chin point, and make room for the universe to open up the possibilities, collarbone, so I can see them, under the arm. This is exciting, top of the head. And it's really a relief. Take a breath. And if you need to, go back and do that or your variation of that any time you need to. And just know, if you're in that state of mind, that's all you have to do right now. If you're like, God, my job sucks, but I can't leave. Ask yourself, what are the beliefs in place that tell you you can't leave? And write those down and tap through those. If it's about money, if it's about time, if it just feels impossible, you're not educated enough, you don't have enough skill, you're too old, you're too young, whatever it is, that's the place to start. And as you do that, that's the work, you will be amazed at how possibilities will start to open up to you and the way will be shown for you. So thanks so much for being here with me. Take good care, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
If you're ready to finally free yourself from a job you hate, go to MartyMurphy.com and download career coach Marty Murphy's powerful free video series, Take the Big Leap, to learn the secrets to free yourself to live your dreams and do the rewarding work you love.